I thought starting off our Valentine's Day show with Cradle of Love was a good way to go.
Perfect. Perfect call.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy for Monday, February 14th, 2011. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, Jeff.
Jeremy, happy Valentine's Day to you.
I never thought that I would be spending my Valentine's Day.
Never thought or never dreamed.
Well, I dreamed about it. I just didn't think it would actually happen.
And here you are.
Hey everyone, this is actually episode 25, so we've been doing this since August. Last week we were live at Deegan's. Today we are back in Studio L in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio. And coming up live on the show today, we have the ladies from the Board of Love live in studio to take all your relationship questions, you know, it being Valentine's Day. And I figured if you're listening to a podcast live on Valentine's Day, you could probably use some relationship advice.
You need some help. And this is an exclusive, Jeremy. We have to affirm that's an exclusive. Oh, yeah. No other podcast has them in studio.
Right. No terrestrial radio station has this.
And speaking of Deegan's, before we wrap up, do you have any thoughts on Deegan's as a kind of a wrap up?
It was great. I mean, I love the, what did I have? The chicken and waffles. It was delicious.
I had one question more than anything else talking to people about Deegan's. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if you have a similar question. When people ask me about it,
okay.
The question I got probably 6-7 times, was it free or did you get a discount? Did you get that?
No, I didn't. But I don't have many friends to talk to these about these things with. No, we didn't get anything for free. That was completely like our own bill.
It was, and I'm not complaining, but I'm just I thought I need to put it out there.
Right. Because some people might think like, oh, of course you said good things about them because they gave the free stuff to you. So
I feel like we might have actually been charged more than other people. Because it was a fairly big bill.
There was a 25% surcharge added onto everything that we ordered at the bar.
An aggravation factor.
Exactly.
But still a good time. So I had to get that out there.
So yeah, so we got Board of Love coming up. We also are going to be talking about some other Valentine's Day ideas, both for lovers and haters of the holiday. Worst Valentine's Day gifts of all time. A man's guide to Valentine's Day. We got Valentine's Day trivia. We're opening up the mailbag. If you have any questions for the Board of Love, you can always email us to talk to them or for any other reason at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. And of course, if you just go directly to radioshowonline.com, you can jump in the chat room and you can chat with us and you can put your questions there.
I believe Oscar's in there too. Join Oscar and us in the chat room.
Oh, Oscar's in the chat room. And Fred. Fred is in the chat room.
Fred is online.
Fred Dreyer is in the chat room.
We're good to see Fred Dreyer. It's been a long time since he's been in the news.
Do you know Fred Dreyer?
He was the sitcom star in the 80s. Now I can't think of this. He was the policeman.
You always get these crazy references. The people in our chat room love to give themselves like random names.
We'll figure this out.
Hey, by the way, you know, there has been, Jeff, one of the things that, I wanted to say this. We finally broke the 100 fan mark on our Facebook page. And a lot of cool things happen when you do that, such as we now get our own Facebook URL. So now you can get directly to our Facebook page just by going to facebook.com/radioshowonline. Yes, I tried for just radio show, but that was already taken. So facebook.com/radioshowonline will take you directly into our fan page. Now we're up to 102 fans. By the way, this morning we had 103. So somebody dropped out.
Someone said this was a wrong decision.
We will find you. We will find out who you are.
We need to print out the list every week, a hard copy. So
exactly.
We can compare.
And we'll cross compare. And then we'll call them out on the show. But one of the things that I realize has happened is kind of the 100 was like a breaking point where all this stuff starts happening. For example, the Facebook fan of the week. In the past, we've had to, you know, we kind of struggled a little bit to pick our previous Facebook fans of the week. Now we have people like vying for the position. So it was kind of a struggle for us this week to say who's going to be our Facebook fan of the week. Because at first I thought, you know, it would be Brian Kelly.
I had his profile up. I was ready to talk about him.
Yeah, Brian Kelly was our 100th Facebook fan. So I thought, oh, that could be pretty good. But then I thought, you know, all he really did was click a button. And yes, Brian, you were fan number 100, but what took you so long to get there? Like 99 people beat you
and
to
actually,
that position.
And actually, you know, to further that point, he would be in the chat room even before that. It was like he was going out of his way not to like us for months.
Exactly. So, you know, that brought up some suspicion.
Can we unlike him?
Can we kick him off? You can, man.
We have a buffer of two people over 100. Let's use it.
I think we still need every person that we could get.
Fred Dreyer was Hunter, Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
Remember that sitcom in the 80s, Hunter?
No, I don't.
Oh, I spent many weekends watching Hunter.
So then I thought for Facebook fans, John Cisa actually posted on our page what I wouldn't give to be Facebook fan of the week. So that got me thinking, what wouldn't he do? You know, maybe we can get this a little more. I mean, he's actually going out of time. He's basically campaigning to be Facebook fan of the week. So I thought that he might. Okay, maybe that's better than Brian. But then we got a Jib Jab card from one of our Facebook fans, Tom Kudlow. Are you familiar with Jib Jab?
They do
those little, you know, animated cards where you can superimpose your friends' faces on the cards. And they do these crazy dances and that sort of thing. So Tom sent us a Jib Jab card with you and I doing an 80s 80s workout video, Let's Get Physical. And for some reason in this video, it's a guy and a girl, and I play the woman, which I have a
problem okay with. That. I'm okay with that.
I can have a problem with that part, because obviously, if one of us were to play the
woman, here we go.
It would definitely be you.
Okay.
It would definitely be you.
I'll agree with you on that one point.
I mean, I didn't give the reason because I was engaged. You're the one that said that.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I'm using that reason.
Of course I'm less of a manager.
But I'd like to where John's head's at with this.
Tom.
Both of them. Anyone. Tom, I'm sorry.
So Tom stepped up with this one. And the other thing is, if you go to facebook.com/radioshowonline, you can actually watch this Let's Get Physical Jib Jab video. It is worth watching. At the end, like, we kind of both drop out of frame, though, and, like, fall on the ground together. So
just like how we end the show here at the house.
Exactly. So besides the fact that I am a woman in this video, and besides the fact that there's some weird homoeroticism happening at the end,
a lot of mixed messages,
I think we're going to have to, for Tom's effort, give him Facebook Fan of the Week. So Tom Kudlow is our Facebook Fan of the Week. Congratulations, Tom. I'm going to post his picture up on our page right now. Tom is actually, he lives in Florida, so he's not even in the state of Ohio. So he's our first Facebook fan that lives outside of the state. So there you go, Tom Kudlow. But he did study at Cleveland State University.
Oh, good.
According to his profile.
Local ties. Congratulations.
So congratulations, Tom, on being our Facebook fan of the day. Week. If only, someday we'll do one.
Yeah, that's our dream.
All right. You're going to have to take the next topic while I upload Tom's photo to our...
You get Tom up on our website. So talk about the weekend. We talked about that Redstone party on our show last Monday. And going to that Friday night, there was a lot of cameras and flashing. It was very glamorous.
Flashing?
There was flashing lights, cameras. Like, there was news cameras in there. Oh. There was Metro Mix cameras. It was fun, but almost every time you looked around, there was a camera in your eye. It was a light in your eye.
I thought you meant, like, people flashing.
No, I'm sure that happened, though, at some point later, because they were serving free drinks for an hour, but the drinks were sort of questionable.
Yeah.
What watered down was
did you go up there and say, like, I'll have 20 vodka shots, please? Yeah. It's between the time that it's allowed.
Take advantage of the situation. There was a drunk...
walk out the door. Yeah, thank you, goodbye.
There was a drunk Cupid running around. It was kind of creepy. It was funny. This drunk Cupid guy, anytime you go near a guy, the guy would immediately back up, and no one wanted to be near this guy. It was kind of a tough job. And even the girls wanted to be near him, I feel like.
Wow.
Kind of a creepy situation. I thought if I was approached to be drunk Cupid, what would it take for me to be drunk Cupid?
So who did you go to this party with?
Oh, you remember Cammy, who we'll meet momentarily.
Oh, yeah. She's on the Board of Love. I think they're in the green room right now.
Yes, they are. They're having hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, getting ready for the show. But it was fun. It was packed. Redstone had the upstairs and the downstairs pretty much filled in. And it was great turnout, good times.
Nice.
That was Friday. CSU won Saturday, which was great. Norris Cole scored 41 points, which was the second best performance last 15 years in college basketball, along with 20 rebounds. So Cleveland State won again, and that was kind of the gist of the weekend. What was your weekend?
Well, Saturday. So the reason that the reason that it's okay for me to be here doing a podcast with you on Valentine's Day, as opposed to being with my fiance, is because on Saturday we kind of did the Valentine's Day thing Saturday, which I think, like, maybe Valentine's Day should be one of those days where every Friday, it's always on a Friday or a Saturday, because when it's on a Monday or
like Thanksgiving,
the week, it kind of throws things. Right. So Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday. President's Day. Why does President's Day always need to be on a Monday?
Yeah.
You know? I think Valentine's Day would make more sense if it was always on a weekend. But anyway, so we went to Tap Studios over at East 40th and Payne and made our wedding bands.
Oh, right.
This is kind of a crazy process. Like, you go and they give you a piece of wax to start with. And it's like hard wax, and you sit there with these tools and, like, carve your own rings.
Now, I picture it like Ghost making the clay pots.
Right, you brought this up before, yes.
But it's nothing like that.
I said nothing like Ghost.
There's multiple, make sure.
Several reasons why it's not like Ghost. A, I was alive.
Right.
B, fully clothed. C, rings, not pottery.
But there was no wheel of clay.
No wheel of clay. Just, yeah. So pretty cool. And then they have the so then they take the wax ring and they put it in a mold and then they pour in the metal, and that's how you get your the final ring. So we have to go back to do the final ring, the final casting. But that was a pretty cool Valentine's Day engagement kind of thing. And then I asked you a couple episodes ago where we should go for Valentine's Day dinner.
You did the opposite.
In Little Italy. You had mentioned Trattoria in Little Italy, so we went to Gusto.
Right.
Against Jeff's advice. It was pretty good. I gotta say though, for what it was, like, I had pasta and I've just been on the scallops kick that I really wanted scallops lately. And for like a pasta with a couple scallops in it, $28, I didn't feel like I got the value. It was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel like the...
It's a Little Italy premium, Jeremy, I think.
Yeah.
What you're paying there.
So probably, I mean, maybe next time I'll go for more of the lower budget. People are calling you, Jeff. Don't they know you're doing a podcast?
That's offensive. That person is out.
That's who's probably next? The fan that dropped us earlier today. So yeah, so we did the whole Gusto thing, and then afterwards we tried to go to Nighttown, but it was just too packed, couldn't get a table. We
wanted
to
do that's a sweet idea thing. Though.
Yeah,
that's a great idea for a drink afterwards.
Thank you. That was too. We couldn't get in, and so instead we went to the Ritz-Carlton and just decided to like hang out at the Ritz-Carlton bar. They have like an awesome like bar snacks. You know, like a bar normally has like just pretzels.
Like pretzels. So they have like a big bowl of pretzels?
They have like the Ritz-Carlton snack mix. It's like fancy peanuts and like crazy fancy snack mix. So if you're looking for a good bar to go to the Ritz-Carlton. They have a bar up on the sixth floor. Awesome. Awesome drinks. So we had some desserts, drinks. It was definitely a good time.
Well, sounds like a great weekend. And let me get some shout-outs. My sister Jana turned 31 yesterday, which was great. And my grandmother turns 91 tomorrow.
I can picture their faces like on a Smucker's jar, like on the Today
yeah,
Show.
Yeah.
And now birthday shout-outs, Jenna, 31. Tell that person to stop calling you.
Who is really that?
Offensive. Let's mock them on the air.
But also, I have to do this real quick. It was my grandmother, who's 91, was the grandmother whose street you grew up on.
Really?
To bring it back to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. So we would never have met had she lived on that street. So isn't that kind of ironic? Do you remember them at all a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Some people might not know, but Jeff and I have actually known each other since we were probably 6 years old.
Yeah.
And you used to ride by in your big wheel because your grandmother lived on my street. And when you would come visit her and ride up and down the street, that's how we met and became friends.
So full circle there. Isn't that
full,
funny?
Full circle.
She asks about you every day.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Yep, she does. It's her homepage, radioshowonline.com.
That's awesome. 91. Wow, that's awesome.
Well, Jeremy, we have some guests that just walked in.
We do have some guests. Bring them in from the green room. Have our interns carry them in. Now, the one thing I said to you, Jeff, was that we do not have the technical...
that's an understatement.
We don't have enough microphones to handle all of these people.
Yeah.
So we have a hard enough time just getting both you and I.
That's a challenge.
On the internet. So we're all going to have to kind of gather around these two microphones. But yeah, we have the Board of Love, and why don't the three of you all introduce yourselves to our two listeners?
Oh, well.
To our two listeners.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
No problem.
This is quite an honor for us.
First live guest ever in the studio.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Well, it's even more of an honor.
Yeah.
In that case. I'll go first.
Okay.
My name's Carrie Hooks. I am the president of the Board of Love.
Now, how do you go about getting the position of president?
Is it like when the Pope, does white smoke come up when you elect him?
I wish. I think everyone just agrees that I'm the boss. That's kind of how that happens.
Because if you say it enough, then it happens.
I should interject and say, we've never really made you the president. You've just stepped ahead and said you were president, and we always say, no, really, she's not.
Yeah. Well, but now it's official. I said it on the podcast.
That's right.
You can't take that away from me.
Okay. And finally...
Okay.
Last but not least.
There's two more.
I know. Well, you said one of them.
But I didn't say who I was.
Right, go ahead.
I want to be last, though.
Okay.
This is Jenny.
Jenny.
another member of BOL.
Do you have a title, Jenny? Are you secretary or vice president?
Secretary is what I fall into.
Yep.
And I am Cammy. I am the Cammy that is brought up in almost every single Jeff and Jeremy podcast.
This is true. Cammy is mentioned. Originally, when I first started doing this, Cammy said, I feel like you mentioned me quite a bit. And then it became like, you mentioned me almost every show, and then it was, mention me every show. So it's gone on from that.
Well, I remember there was one point where you were telling a story, and you were saying, oh, my friend said, or something along that line. And I was like, that was me. Just say my name.
Was that when you were calling me Vanilla?
Should know be me
you,
by now.
You were trying to convince Mike Hughes it was Vanilla. I didn't want that.
Yeah, that was me. Vanilla.
Little known trivia fact. Little known trivia fact is Cammy actually designed the logo.
That's true.
For a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Oh, so, I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. So wow. She's also artistic.
I'd also like autistic. To point out that I am I listen to your podcast quite often. So this is actually exciting to be part of it. It's going to save a good 45 minutes out of my week this week.
That's right. You're like, I don't have to listen to this.
This is efficiency in its optimal.
But don't go to another podcast. You can't change.
Yeah, you'll still listen to this one just to like.
I listen to it five times
a week.
Again,
just because I love to hear my voice.
We don't know about any other podcasts. Don't worry.
I listen to it every day on the way to work, the same show every day.
Jeff falls asleep with it. He wakes up like that. He just listens to it as he goes to bed. Awesome. So tell us a little bit about how the Board of Love began and what you guys actually do.
Well, I back in the day when I was single and living out in the Coventry area of Cleveland.
Probably about 4 years ago.
It's a long time. I was very young and naive. I was watching Donny Deutsch. Who was talking about how you need to take your career in your hands like you do your job and take your love life in your hands like you do your job. And I was like, you know what? I have an MBA. I know about marketing. I should be marketing myself to potential boyfriends. And so what I needed for that was a board of love. B-O-A-R-D.
Because you didn't want to do it yourself.
Not board. B-O-A-R-D. And so what we did was we started meeting once or twice a week.
Sometimes more,
depending. Emergency meetings. kept minutes about who I or anyone else dated. Our mission statement was to find me an MFing sweet, music-loving BF. And
the kids will know what that means.
Oh, MFing.
Yeah. No, they don't know. It's text language before text language was cool. And so what happened was BOL became a phenomenon. We went out in the town. We had surveys. We dressed up like BOL for Halloween.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. We ended up being picked up by Cleveland Magazine and not having a paragraph like we had expected, mm-hmm. but a 5-page spread where I was in an 8x11 with these two lovely ladies.
Yeah, so anyway, we're famous.
TV production companies. I can't even fit it all into this podcast. We are so freaking famous.
And now you're on a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
Yeah.
This is what we were aiming for all along.
Yeah.
Things are really working out for you ladies. Yeah. All right. Cool.
So that's who we are.
So how did you find, you said you needed more people. So how did you find,
Well, it wasn't through a classified ad. I actually did know them prior, and I thought they would be the easiest ones to make to be in my board.
We were also very available. We already spent a lot of time together.
They were single. They were in the same plight as myself. Our original office space was in Panini's. that was on our business card and everything. Panini's Bar and Grill.
True.
And so, you know, you kind of have to go with the people with the time available because BOL took a lot of time.
Yeah.
There were a lot of lengthy multi-hour long meetings, which I think our occasional guest speakers did not know what they were getting into when they agreed to come to our meetings.
True. Yeah. The number one requirement at first was lots of available time.
Right.
But we also had a lot of experience, so I think we brought something else to the table besides availability.
And so I think that's really where BOL came about, where, you know, a group of girls came together to assess one girl, my love life, and they gave me advice so I could move forward into the future. And, you know, I have to say, BOL actually probably helped me. Not probably did. Because you know what? I'm in a relationship now, and you've all taught me the life lessons that I needed to know. So that's why I'm glad that I elected you into my board.
That's so sweet, Cameron. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm getting a little misty
about you. It's moving. It is moving.
It is tugging at my heartstrings.
But that's why we're here, because rumor has it that maybe Jeff is single.
Maybe Jeff is single.
Roger, we've never discussed this. Yeah,
we never talked about Jeff being single. That usually comes up whenever he's talking about his friend Cammy.
I'm trying to make you go up to people and you don't want to.
Or when we're in Jib Jabs, it comes up. There's really so many different ways it comes up.
Well, since you brought it up, Cammy, let's talk a little bit about Jeff. Because... So we have Jeff.
I have a mailbag here.
Oh, we'll get to that. We got plenty of time on the show. 25 minutes left of the show, so we got plenty of time. So Jeff, you know, good-looking guy. I mean, you know, despite what you may have heard from watching that Jib Jab video,
how I dance, though.
Right. That could be a negative thing for you. You know, good-looking guy. He's educated, master's degree, owns his own home, good job, two cars. Ladies and gentlemen, two cars this guy has. So, you know, he's fun and outgoing and all this stuff. So, why is he still single? You know him now. You've been out with him in the social world. What's Jeff's problem?
That's why we're here. We're here to get...
Wait, is this an intervention?
Yeah. You thought
Jeff,
you were setting this up. We really set this up.
I have all this material.
Bring out the camera crews.
We don't like to call it an intervention.
Jeff, we've actually brought your last three women you've dated.
Wow, this is exciting.
Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day. Word of Love is all about spreading love. So, you know... We're willing to do a little pro bono work.
Okay.
And Cammy has been very helpful to me in the bar scene. She's been very helped me get a little more aggressive, which has been good for me. Good.
So is that the thing, is that he's not aggressive enough?
He's not aggressive enough. On Saturday, we went to a black and white party where people who were single wore black and white. People who were not single wore black, white, and red. And Jeff had brought a friend of his, who quickly found a cute girl in a gray dress or skirt, and you know they made a connection.
Did gray count?
It was close enough.
Okay, I was like,
I'd
be
confused. It wasn't red.
I don't know.
And yet Jeff decided to talk to me and a couple of our other friends and maybe eat some snacks all night instead of going up towards the black and white clad cute women in the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. Were you just really hungry, or, in full disclosure,
what kind of snacks were these?
There were cupcakes. Actually, Cammy's carrot cupcakes, which were awesome. Full disclosure, I was in this situation. I was very ill over the weekend. I almost didn't go out. I was having trouble even talking. So I just didn't really feel, and I don't mean to use this, but it really was legit. This one weekend, I'll use that excuse.
I don't know. Grace Skirt came up and talked to the whole group.
Maybe she was kind of a tramp.
Yeah, maybe that's what the gray
is. I don't know. I don't know the gray area.
Gray area.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So with some guys, they might have an issue of being too aggressive, but you think Jeff falls into the category of not being aggressive enough, which, to be honest with you, that's probably the category that
I think Jeremy and I are very similar in that.
Yes. As much as I mock you for it, I can because I'm engaged, but if I wasn't, I would probably be the same way as well. So I think, I don't know where that comes from. I think, like, growing up, we both kind of, maybe our moms put into us, like, you treat women a certain way, you want to be polite, you don't want to be too aggressive.
Well, it probably came from Jeff's grandma. It sounds like that's what you guys have in common.
It came from Stony Brook.
They did.
Somehow, from the water.
That's right. So what type of things or exercises, have you been trying to get Jeff, besides just, like, I mean, I've actually been out with you guys where you're just kind of like, Jeff, just go talk to her. And maybe that pressure.
Well, I was also drunk in Browns postgame. Things got a little...
That's true. But sometimes that's when, you know...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Sometimes
true.
Things can happen from that.
That is true.
I think what we need is more direction. We need to find out what your type is. Instead of me just throwing you out at a bar, telling you to go talk to somebody... What is your type, Jeff?
Yeah, let's get a little more strategic.
First, sense of humor. Sometimes I'm overly selective, but sense of humor is like off the charts for me sometimes. Sometimes that's unrealistic. I feel like I'm looking for, you know, Jack Benny in a dress. So really dated.
Okay.
Sense of humor is huge.
Jack Benny is not
attractive. Is that what you're going for?
Someone who's, you know, it's hard to find people, I feel like, just with the sense of humor I'm looking for. That's like, it kind of limits you a little bit.
Okay, so you want someone maybe that does comedy shows on weekends. So when's the last time?
Be a stand-up, no? Potentially. No, I just, you know, that personality click, like, you kind of know when you talk to someone for a couple minutes. I just feel like, you know, I've been engaged, I've kind of been down these roads before, so the good thing is when you do that, you start to know what you're looking for. So I know what I'm looking for, but I also know it's going to be, like, not easy to find, so I think I'm just really picky, which sounds kind of like a cop-out, but I think that's what it is.
Well, Jeff, let me ask you this. Do you think you are funny?
I think you know what I have to label you.
Well, I mean, I just asked because maybe you need somebody who doesn't have your exact sense of humor, but somebody who will laugh at your jokes.
That could be true.
So is that what you consider sense of humor? What do you, you say sense of humor, that's pretty vague. Everyone says they want someone with sense of humor. So what specifically? Is it someone who will laugh at your jokes or
I'm looking for like a crowd like that. I think I'm just looking for someone who when you talk to.
A crowd.
Yeah. I'm not looking for someone like that or like constantly laughing. I think it's just you get that connection of someone who's quick-witted.
Okay, that's more specific. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. So not somebody that's just going to laugh at you, but kind of be able to...
Right.
Back and forth.
Take it to another level.
Like it's exactly. Like a... I'm trying to think of a dance move. Like
the chicken dance?
Yeah, Jeff. The chicken dance. Someone that will do the chicken dance with you. Exactly.
Well, we do have this mailbag here.
We also brought some things. Jenny has something to help us whittle down what your type is.
We could help you. You don't even know what your type is. Maybe that's a problem. So we thought we would. We brought some tools. Mm-hmm.
That's why she's president, Cammie.
Right. I told Jenny she could do this.
Touchy subject. I told Jenny she could do this.
We're all equal.
The minutes of this podcast are totally different than how this is going.
Right.
So I'm going to name a couple celebrities.
Okay.
And then you're going to say which one you'd rather date. So we'll start with, actually, Chelsea Handler or Sarah Silverman.
Oh. Sarah Silverman is witty, so witty. That, no doubt. Sarah Silverman.
I would say Sarah Silverman. I mean, even though Sarah Silverman, too. Yeah. Oh, Chelsea Handler.
Chelsea Handler kind of like, she's I feel okay. like, yeah, but she's not, like, Sarah Silverman is just, like so sharp.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would say Sarah Silverman, no doubt.
Okay. Jessica Alba or Jessica Biel?
You know, I always thought Jessica Alba was really cute.
I can't picture Jessica Biel.
She's kind of forgettable, but she's pretty.
Oh, I know Jessica Biel.
Jessica Alba is darker hair, Timberlake. Right? And Jessica Biel was more blonde?
No, they both kind of have dark hair.
Yeah, they do.
They're both, like, nice.
I would say Jessica Alba.
I say Jessica Biel just to be different.
Are you looking at her?
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her. Sure, Jessica Biel.
First one that shows up is a bikini, so of course she does.
Biel. I changed my vote.
Hey, there's no bikini. I mean, I changed my mind. What are we talking about?
Hey, where am I?
All right, let's get off the...
All right, sorry.
Betty Rebel or Wilma Flintstone?
I think Wilma was more attractive than Betty.
Oh, Betty. Oh. See, Betty. I would say Betty.
Really?
Yeah, she seems to be a little more crazy. And, okay. You know what I'm saying.
Woman was crazy. Yeah.
You know, like behind closed doors. I think that...
Behind closed boulders.
Exactly.
Nice.
Well played.
And then the last one is Betty White or Kesha?
This is a trick question.
Yeah.
It is, kind of.
See,
I would say Kesha, although I saw her on the New Year's Eve. She did a performance on one of the news, and she looked like a man. So if it was that Kesha, I would say Betty White.
She's not 80. I have to go with Kesha.
There's only one Kesha, so it's probably the one you're thinking of. She's a little wilder than Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Well, yeah, definitely Kesha.
When you search for her name, Jeff, in Google, did you use the dollar sign?
Oh, no. Good call.
Okay, because those are two different people.
The official. See, I'm at the undollar sign one.
Kesha's party.
But now look up images of Betty White and see.
Yeah, you know what? I'm your wife. It was just such a bizarre.
Honestly, I feel like Betty White is pretty funny. If that's a priority for you, maybe
you
we
my
have
hesitation.
To reevaluate.
See, you lost, Jeff. They got you in a corner there.
Well, listen, nobody knows what Betty White looks like naked, and we don't know if Kesha is funny or not. So it's kind of, a draw.
It has to be one of the two. There's no third wild card.
Right. Yeah.
Can Jessica Biel be in this one?
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Keep thinking of Dusty Muffins.
That was the greatest SNL I think of all time. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That was
funny. All right, so what have we learned? What kind of woman does Jeff like from this quiz answers?
Funny, That's really all we've got, though. I don't know if this is
somebody
a good...
quick-witted and not 80. So,
yep.
That's okay. I feel like
we've got some people ruled out now in the Cleveland population.
I think I could have told you that, though, without the quiz. I don't know if we're any farther than we were.
But now we have some scientific validation behind it.
Right. And actually, that was just a quiz, so we knew which quiz to take next.
Okay.
Because we have more quizzes.
This is like choose your own adventure, Jeff.
Yeah.
Do you take the key out of the bird's nest, or do you run around the boulder? I love those books.
So yeah, Cammie, what do we have next?
We've got a couple options.
There's
no scribble. This is really intimidating.
Put a drop of your blood.
I feel like it's a lawyer going into court, ready to like just prosecute this case, ready to go.
I think we should try to get one of our Facebook fans to be.
The chat room has been surprisingly quiet. Usually Fred Dreyer is very chippy.
An interesting statistic: 35% of our Facebook fans are female. So Jeff, there is some opportunity for you there
within our own fan base.
I think. See, that's okay. So here's something. So now here's my advice from Board of Jeremy's Love. I think that you'd be more comfortable in a situation where the introductions have already been taken care of.
That's true.
So Jeff has a hard time going, as would I, going up to a complete stranger in a bar, even if it's at a singles dance, even if she's wearing a gray, slutty skirt.
That's right.
Yeah. That she, if you already know the person.
So, I always said I hit a home run when I meet someone. I've been telling you that for 20 years.
Right. Well, and I would still, I don't know about that.
Oh!
Maybe a double. But, yeah, so if he's in an environment where, like, let's say last week at Deegan's, there was 20 fans of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, all female, and they went up to talk to Jeff, he would be very good in that situation. But it's the initial breaking the ice.
I hear that. I hear that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I have to say I'm a big fan of dating friends. My boyfriend and I were friends for 2 years before we started.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, personally, I think it's a pretty good way to go. In fact, Jenny's here. Jenny's single. Maybe you should just date her.
But no pressure there.
That would just be so sweet.
You already know each other. It's not awkward.
And end of show, we figured it out. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening.
Pretend you're on a date now. Start talking.
We'll all be quiet. We'll all stay in the corner just looking for it.
I'd also like to, we actually came with some potential mates for Jeff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Since you were talking about funny, let me go through the Craigslist.
Are these celebrities?
Headlines.
Oh, Craigslist.
To try to figure out which of these girls, they're local, which of these girls would be perfect for you. Here's a cute, quirky gal looking for a funny guy that loves horror movies. Yes or no?
Oh, I do like horror movies. So that's true.
She's perfect then. She loves to laugh at someone. She loves funny guys.
She's also got kind of a dark side, which I like with the horror
Halloween
movies.
Superhero.
I love Halloween.
She's never been married into an LTR.
Oh.
She's 5'5", 160. I skipped to the end of that.
Oh, sorry, Jenny. You're out.
That was the test.
How about, do you like staying in for the night?
You know me. I do like to go out.
Okay.
Once in a while, I'll stay, but I like to be out.
This woman is bedridden.
So this.
I don't think Craigslist is the best.
Are you? Would you consider yourself a caregiver?
She did say, if you can start a fire here, if you agree, or no wait, I can start a fire here if you agree to start mine.
Wow. Yeah, she's just lazy.
Hot.
I don't know.
What about a sports fan looking for fun and long-term from Lorain County?
I'm a sports fan. Lorain County is fine. I mean, that's a little far, but I am a sports fan. I like
See,
that.
I don't think, I think you're being too nice to these. Let me borrow this for a second. Let me read you some of these. All right. So here's sports fan. Now, Jeff likes sports.
Love baseball.
Loves baseball and sports. All right, so sports fan looking for fun and long-term. She's 29 from Lorain County. Let's try to read through the lines here. I'm going to make this short, so she's short. I'm a white female looking for someone to hang out with, become friends, and see where things go from there. I love the outdoors, sporting events, especially hockey, working out, and taking my dogs for walks. So I'm thinking she's maybe a little butch. That's what I'm picking up from this.
What, just because she likes hockey?
Hockey and dogs.
No, she sounds adorable.
People are like dogs.
She's actually like the best one out of that whole packet.
I have
How are you engaged?
I have a sensible haircut. I'm looking for a man to support me as I have everything I currently want other than that special someone. See, I think she's kind of a gold digger.
Yeah. Well, but she's not Butch. Nobody Butch is like, I need somebody
that's another fear
to
of mine. The gold digging thing is, not that I have gold people could dig for, but that is kind of a huge fear.
I want someone to hang out with and for him to shower me with affection. And when we get to that point, if you want to know more,
I think, again,
besides the joking about the Butch part, I'm sensing gold digger in this one.
Well, yeah, it sounds kind of like that, she might be codependent. She might just want your money.
Wait, she might want one of your two cars.
Or your home.
Who's next?
That was the best one, though. I'm worried.
Would you consider yourself a teddy bear?
I've never thought of myself that.
He's too tall. I'm a 29-year-old SWF.
Single white female, for those who aren't familiar with these.
I am curvy, not really fat, but not thin.
All right. See, why do they set me up like that? I know
it's too easy. At least it's a challenge. Jeez.
You know what? No, I have to give her props. She's being honest.
No, that's true.
You know,
that's
true. There's lots of girls out there who would just be like.
That really is true. That is.
You know, I was just like porn stars. They've got some curves on them.
Yep,
they're hot.
True.
Yeah, but they're not going to say it. They're not going to describe it.
They might say they're curvy. They're feminine curvy. That's maybe where she is. Maybe,
but they're not going to put in parentheses, not really fat, but not
really fat. Yeah. See, the part is where she kind of had us and then it was gone.
Right, right. Yeah. I am searching for a sweet, lovable guy to hang out with and get to know. Not looking for a one-night stand, but not looking to get right away.
I like you two together. With you two working together, this could work.
I think we should answer some of these, and then you should go on a date, and we should record it for the show.
That would be great. That would be great.
Everyone loves that. The chat is going crazy.
It's all for this.
Board of Love can do, like, commentary during the date. You just let us know where you're going to be.
Well, I'll rent a van, like a U-Haul. Okay. We'll all get in there. This
okay.
Be great.
Okay.
I don't think you should show up to a U-Haul.
How about this lady?
Yeah, you better. She's 28,
good age for you. I need you. Anyone interested in a pretty lady to take care of?
She's too needy.
See, I get the same.
I have been lonely and looking for a friend for some time.
You lose me right when you say I need to be taken care of. I feel like that's just not a good way to start off.
I'm telling
but
you.
What about a woman who treats a man right? She says it in here.
But then she says, I'm not interested in an intimate sexual relationship.
See, Jeremy, you are so valuable to this show.
Does she like U-Haul? Does she like U-Haul?
So I think the problem is Craigslist, I mean, to be honest, so there's, you know, online dating is much more acceptable now, but there's still within the online dating worlds, there are levels, you know, Match.com, fine. And then you have eHarmony, that's a little more serious. And then you have something like Chemistry.com, that's a little less serious. And then you have Adult Friend Finder, that's way less serious. And then you have Craigslist.
Which is like, I need a prostitute.
So let's say I have a friend named Pamela who had met some people on Craigslist.
Okay.
And might have met people on, let's say, Plenty of Fish. It's really not that bad. You just have to learn how to filter through them.
Yeah.
It's another tool for getting to know people, especially when you're new into an area, when you're desperate.
So what have you done?
Or if you're too cheap to sign up for eHarmony?
Jeff, have you ever done online dating?
Yes, I have.
And how did it work?
It never really worked for me.
Now, why do you think that is? Just good, not good first dates, never had a second date?
No, a couple first dates just wasn't really a connection.
They were all not too fat, but not real skinny.
There was a lot of parentheses around there.
Okay.
Well, okay, so now, I think you should tell us what was in your profile. Maybe, you know, we can help you out there. Maybe that was part of the problem.
I still think this is how it'll happen. This is what I predict in front of everyone on the podcast. I'll be introduced to the girls. I still think that's how it's going to be with me.
Well, so then, you know, maybe you don't need to be online dating. Maybe you need to be asking your friends to hook you up.
Yeah.
With somebody
you don't
that
do
have.
That. You don't do
that. Well, we've talked about that.
I mean, I think that's a good way to go.
Well, we have been thinking about diagramming out our Facebook friends, but...
I know. But I still feel like that's why I've got different groups of friends, and I just feel like I'm sort of the natural old-fashioned way, I guess.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And listen, let me tell you this. So we have a good friend who was looking for a boyfriend, wasn't meeting the right guys. She told all of her friends that she wanted to be set up. So she went on like 10 blind dates. 10th one, met her boyfriend. She's been with him for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. 5 years?
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
They just.
That's what I feel like.
I think you just have to be dedicated. You just have to let people know. And we also have a girlfriend who instituted a finder's fee. So listen to this. Maybe you'd be interested in this. Maybe you can award somebody one of your cars or something. So,
she does listen. It's like
you gotta get the cars too.
Like a commission, right? Though, so somebody finds you a girlfriend.
They got a car.
Exactly.
the actual finder's fee stipulation was they would write a check on the wedding day.
So it's like a headhunter, basically.
Oh, well, yeah.
Right.
That's only paid if it works out.
But it's amazing because we were out with this girl and she would mention the $1,000 finder's fee to, you know, bartenders or waiters or people who walked by.
Right.
And suddenly they would think of somebody, give her a car. She'd go out on a date, and you know what? Maybe it didn't work out, but that's a date she would never have gone out with if she hadn't thrown out the money to said
bartender. The money makes people think a little more, as opposed to when you're like, do you have someone to set me up with? And you're like, oh, I don't know. And you're like, I'll give you $1,000.
You go to Craigslist?
This is my barber.
Exactly, yeah.
She's not really bad.
So does that mean if it works out between you and I need you, you get $1,000?
Kenny, if I end up marrying any of those girls we just talked about, I will give you anything you want, any car, amount of cash.
Wow, you've heard it here first.
You've heard it here. On that list, by the way.
You have to split it three ways. You have to split it three ways.
Yep. The only one with a photo.
Oh, boy. Wow. And that's her best picture. That's her best picture there, Jeff.
She the curvy?
Oh. Yeah, she's curvy.
Oh, she's a BBW. Okay.
All right. It's 8:12, so we only have 3 minutes left. So I do want to get to some of the questions that came in to hate mail and read it to Sean. All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
Dear radio show with Jeff and Jeremy.
That's how all of these letters always start.
Your radio show has changed my life. Mondays used to be so boring for me, and now they're my favorite day of the week.
I think we've heard this one before, too.
That means a lot to you and I know. My friend dated a girl for about 2 years, and they broke up a little less than a month ago. I'd like to ask her out, but I'm afraid my friend will be upset. I really like this girl, think she's interested in me. What should I do? JD in Euclid.
Listen, JD, don't do it. Let me tell you something. Especially if this is one of your good friends, nothing good will come of this. Especially just 1 month after they've broken up. You don't know what happened. You know, there's probably stuff that you don't really know about. I think that that's nice.
What about a year? I mean, is there a certain amount of time that could thaw out?
Yeah, sure. I think there's like a statute of limitations or something like that.
There definitely is.
But, you know, first of all, he's on the rebound, or she's on the rebound, you know. And she needs to kind of be single before she...
Did you say this is 1 month after they broke up?
Yeah.
He wants to ask... Mm-hmm. I think it also it would be imperative for him to ask his friend if this would be okay.
That's got to be the
and but the friend will probably say yes and not mean
and
it.
Not mean
exactly.
It.
But you can generally gauge it when they say, "Oh, I guess."
Yeah.
But it already makes you wonder if he's thinking about it 1 month after they broke up.
Maybe
how good of friends he is with
that's
the
true.
Guy originally. If
true.
Maybe he's already sleeping with her.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he was in the mix.
Hey-o.
He sounds like a jerk.
All right.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, this is going because Jeremy and I talked about this. This guy writes this. It's Kip in Bay Village.
Oh, Kip.
He was written us before.
I know him.
Yeah.
I think I know him.
Kip said he had a great time on a first date with the girl recently. He doesn't want to screw it up. And he said, Jeff and Jeremy, I loved your show, of course. After a first date, how long should the guy wait to call and set up another outing?
Oh.
Love your show. Did I mention that?
Yeah. So how long? So after a first date?
Because you want to call the next day. You've got to play the game, unfortunately. There's a little bit of a...
You do.
You have to play the game. That's true. But at the same time, you don't want to play the game so much that you're playing the game.
Yeah.
It's
don't play hard
line.
To get. Nobody likes that. No girl likes that.
It should be after you go out with her, you should throw out a little... It was great hanging out with you.
Like
and
a
that
hour.
Saves you.
Exactly.
That gives you a couple
after
of
after
days.
I tried to drive to her house and beat her home.
How'd it go?
That's one way.
And I think that buys you a couple of days, and then you want to contact her. But you don't want to spend too much time, because if you spend, if it's three days, the girl is like, oh, he doesn't like me.
No, I'm a big fan of the three-day rule. I think
like
if you
two.
Call within 3 days, you're good to go.
I'm like two.
Yeah.
So if you go out on a Tuesday, let's say they could call on like a Thursday.
Yeah, I have very short-term memory. I've probably forgotten who he is by third.
Oh, well, that's just silly.
Okay, we have one more.
No, we don't time.
Ed and Matt, we'll get to you next week. Ed's been a loyal writer.
All right. Love you, Ed. Well, we want to thank Carrie, Cammy, and Jenny for coming to Radio Show with Jeff
thank
and Jeremy.
Thank you for the intervention.
So if there's some listeners out there, you know, we weren't able to get to their questions, how can people get a hold of Board of Love?
They can send them to hate mail. Are we now
directing email? What if people from Craigslist want to talk to us?
We can call Cammy 419.
Okay.
There's a Facebook page which we have posted. I posted in the...
Yeah, if you go to facebook.com/radioshowonline, /radioshowonline, you can get to us. So, hey, everyone, that we're out of time. Thanks for listening.
Well, thanks, chat room. That couldn't have been a worse performance by the chat room.
Thank you.
We'll assume you're all on dates.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.